Blog Talk Radio. You move mountains. You move mountains. You cause walls to fall. You cause walls to fall. You cause walls to fall. Hey, you cause walls to fall. And you cause.
Hello, everybody. Thank you for taking the time to join on tonight. The song that just played that was Make a Way by Travis Green. For those of you that don't know, Prolific Fire Ministry is honored to present to you Faith on the Line with Prophetess Pate. Tonight, I will be leading you in prayer. And for those of you that don't know, I'm Prophetess Stacy. So if there's somebody listening to me online, or perhaps you're listening on iTunes, and you need prayer, you still have time. I'm going to pray what the Lord put in my spirit first, and then after I finish that, I'm going to come back and open the phone line. So you still have time to jump on the phone. The number is 347-426-3782. Again, the number is 347-426-3782. Jump on the phone lines if you need prayer. Thank you, everybody that's already on the phone lines. I appreciate it on tonight. Everybody that's listening, I appreciate it. Thank you so much. Let's go directly into prayer on tonight.
Tonight, on Faith on the Line, I would like to use as a foundation the scripture that's been in my spirit all week. Prophetess Pate, thank you for this opportunity. To God be the glory. The scripture is Hosea chapter 13, verses 4-6 from the Message Bible. Again, the scripture comes from Hosea chapter 13, verses 4 through 6 from the Message Bible. I'm still your God, the God who saved you out of Egypt. I'm the only real God you've ever known. I'm the one and only God who delivers. I took care of you during the wilderness hard times, those years when you had nothing. I took care of you, took care of all your needs, gave you everything you needed. You were spoiled. You thought you didn't need me. You forgot me. I'm still your God. Somebody, no matter what you've been through, he's still your God. He's the God that saved you out of Egypt. Whatever it was that had you bound, had you in slavery, he's the God that saved you out of Egypt. Whether it was depression, whether it was anorexia or bulimia, whether it was sexual sin, whether it was a relationship that you should have never been in, whatever it was that had you bound, had you living in slavery, as though you were a slave, he was the one that delivered you out of Egypt. I'm the only God you've ever known. That's a big statement, especially today, with so many false gods, so many substitutes on the rise. But still, he's the only God that you've ever known. Many have tried to come into your life and take his place. Many have tried to get you to reverence them. But still, he's the only God that you've ever known. I'm the one and only God who delivers. Thank you, Lord God, for delivering us. Thank you, Lord God, for keeping us. Thank you, Lord God, for changing us. He goes on to say, I took care of you during the wilderness hard times. You remember those hard times? Those times when you don't even know how you made it yourself. God is letting you know tonight that it was him that took you through the wilderness, took you through those hard times. Those years when you had nothing. I mean, you had nothing, but some kind of way you still made it. God needs you to know tonight that he was that way, that he made a way. As Travis Green says, he made a way. I took care of you, took care of all your needs. Maybe every day of your life thus far, you didn't have everything you wanted. You didn't have necessities, though, but you had everything that you needed. He took care of all your needs, gave you everything that you needed, to the point that you were spoiled. You and I, we were spoiled, to the point that we thought we didn't need him anymore. You thought you didn't need me. And God closes it by saying, you forgot me. Father God, on tonight, Lord God, we repent for forgetting you. The prayer focus for tonight is, I forgot, just as simple as that. I forgot. God, forgive us for forgetting, Lord God. All those times that we forgot about you. We forgot about the things that you've done for us, Lord God. The things that you brought us up out of, Lord God. Those things that had us in bondage, had us living like slaves, God. The relationships, God, we had no business in, God. That had us acting like slaves. The world says that love will make you do crazy things, Lord God. All those crazy things we found ourselves doing, Lord God, because we were attached to the wrong person, Lord God. We thank you for delivering us out of all that bondage, Lord God. All that extra weight that we didn't need, Lord God. We thank you for stripping us, Lord God, for delivering us, Lord God, for bringing us out of the wilderness, Lord God, for bringing us out of the valley. Yes, we've had some hard times. And yes, somebody listening to the sound of my voice, she's still going through hard times. But God is here to tell you tonight that he is the one that's going to bring you through those hard times. Even during those hard times, oh, yes, he's still your God. There is no substitute. He's the only God that you've ever known. Yes, you try to square away and go your own way, do your own thing. But on tonight, you need to repent. You need to let the Lord know, I forgot. I'm sorry. I forgot. I repent. I turn away from the area that I know was wrong. I turn away from sin. I turn away, and I will try, with your help, via the Holy Spirit, not to do it again. every area where we missed it on tonight, Lord God. We ask that you cleanse us, God, that you bring forth deliverance, Lord God, that you teach us, Lord God, that there really is no God like you, God. We thank you for keeping us in your covering, even when we wanted to be uncovered, so that we can do whatever it is that we wanted to do, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, that you did not break your focus. You did not break your zeal. You did not break your desire for us in search of something else, in search of someone else. But you stuck with us. For whatever reason, you stuck with us. And you're still our God. We receive you collectively on tonight, God. You are our God. You spoiled us, God. And we thank you for spoiling us, God. We thank you for spoiling us, God. We thank you, Lord God, that even though we've made some situations harder on ourselves, God, you still were there, carried us through. You still saved us. You still saved the best for last. Saved the best for last. You still saved us. You still delivered us out of Egypt. And I decree and declare that somebody on tonight, you will not go back to Egypt. You will not go back to that situation that had you in bondage, that had you acting like a slave, all out of character. That's not even you. That's not even what you're about. You will not go back to that in the name of Jesus. We thank you on tonight, Lord God, that you are refreshing our memory. You brought this scripture to me so that I can bring it to your people, so that not only will you wake me up, God, but that you will wake them up, Lord God, that they will see that everything they try to put in your place, that I will see that everything I try to put in your place, it just won't work. There is no substitute for you. You're still our God. You're still the one that saved us. You're still the one that brought us. You're still the one that raised us. And we thank you on tonight, God. There may be somebody listening on tonight, your rent is due. I still want you to know, even if that's right there with you in that situation. He's taking care of you, even though you can't see it. The simple fact that you got to today and the devil didn't take you out on yesterday. Oh, yes, he's seeing you through this situation. And for that, we must give him glory. We must say, God, that we repent. We must say, God, that, oh, yes, we forgot. We acknowledge it. Help us, Lord God, to always put you first. Help us to seek you first, Lord God, to always put you first. The things of the kingdom, to put you first. That we may get all those things added to us that we need, Lord God. I understand on tonight, Lord God, that we are our own self-fault, as Prophetess Tay would say. We are our own self-fault in some areas, Lord God, because some of the things we needed didn't come to us, Lord God, because you were not first in our lives, Lord God. And that wasn't on you, that was on us, Lord God. So tonight, we thank you, Lord God, that you are bringing to our remembrance, Lord God, the areas where we forgot, the areas where we messed up, God. We thank you, Lord God, that all things come to our remembrance, Lord God. You said that if we study, if we put it in there, you're going to bring it to our remembrance, Lord God. And if anybody listens to me, you've ever studied the Word of God, it clearly says that if we seek first his kingdom and his righteousness, meaning that if we put him first, the things of his kingdom first, all other things will be added. Therefore, some things we don't have is because we failed to put him first. Therefore, tonight, if you listen under the sound of my voice, it is no accident that you tune in tonight, because you need to repent too. You need to say, God, forgive me too. You need to not just say it with your mouth, but show him in your actions that you are sorry. We're sorry, God, that we forgot. We're sorry, God, that we forgot so big-headed, God, that we thought we didn't need you. It was you that spoiled us, not our mom, not our dad. They did their best, and to God be the glory for what they did, for what they're doing. We thank you for them. But tonight we know that most of all, even through them, God, it was you that spoiled us. It was you that kept us, God. Therefore, we come to you tonight, God, giving you what's through your name, God. You are our healer. You are our deliverer. Lord God, you are our provider in all situations, Lord God. You are the lifter of our head, Lord God. Psalms 3:3, God. You are the lifter of of our head, Lord God. Somebody with a bowed down head on tonight, God is the lifter of your head. He's still your God. I don't care what you're going through. He's still your God. He has not thrown you away just because people are looking at you funny. People won't help you. It's all right. God's right there. He is a wilderness fighter. He is a wilderness carrier. He will carry you through this situation. He will carry you. He will bring you to the point of deliverance. Somebody, those years, you remember those years when you had nothing? Oh, yes, there were years when you had nothing. You can't even tell nobody how you made it through. That was God. And somebody, you're right there now. You have nothing. You have nothing. But still, the Bible says that if you have faith as a mustard seed, you just need a little something. Not a lot, just a little faith. A little faith moves God. When the woman gave all she had, her little faith moved God. It wasn't about the amount. It was about her little faith moving God. So I want somebody on tonight to know, even though as the scripture says, our foundational scripture for tonight, again, Hosea 13:4-5 says, I took care of you in years when you had nothing. You may be at that place right now where you have nothing. Hold on to your faith because your faith will produce. In the name of Jesus, God, we give you glory by how you're moving on tonight, God. We thank you that you brought this scripture to us, Lord God, to break it down, Lord God, that we may know the places where we err, Lord God. So many times, Lord God, we walk around with blinders on, God. Thank you for helping us see on tonight, helping us see ourselves, Lord God. We don't need to see anybody else, God. This is a personal reflection on tonight, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, that whatever our status, God, whether we're married or single, God, you are still the one man. The one man that has been consistent, because you're not just man, but you're also God. And we thank you for being that awesome, for being that twofold person and not that two-faced person, that twofold person, that two-dimensional person, that two-dimensional person that's both human when Jesus walked on the earth and super divine. We thank you, Lord God, for your divinity, Lord God. We thank you that not one time did you compromise who you were, Lord God, but you've always shown us who you were, God, whether we accepted it or not, God. You've always been there. You've always kept us, God. And for that, we give you glory. We give you honor. We give you praise. We thank you for spoiling us, God, for giving us what we needed, Lord God, what we didn't even know what we needed, God. We thank you, Lord God, for moving on us, God, imprison our spirits, Lord God, to show us what we needed, Lord God, not what we wanted, not what looked good to us in this season at this time, Lord God, but thank you for providing what we needed, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, that you're not like Santa Claus. You're so much better, Lord God, because you truly know when we've been bad, and you still love us. You still love us in the bad and in the good, God. And we give you honor and we give you praise for that on tonight. Again, God, we're sorry that we forgot. Help us to remember each and every day that it's about you. It's about reverencing you. It's about walking with you. It's about intimacy with you. It's about loving on you. It's about being who we're supposed to be in you, Lord God. Help us to step up our game tonight, Father. Help us to stop lacking in areas, Lord God, where we know we're lacking, and we know why we're lacking, Lord God. Help us to do better, Lord God, and to stop putting things, Lord God, that you told us to do on the back burner, Lord God, because that is another area, another way that we have forgotten you. If we forget the things that you told us to do, it's the same as forgetting you, Lord God. So help us, Lord God. We repent, Lord God. Forgive us, Lord God. Help us to do better. We seek to do better. We seek to do your will, your perfect will. Not our will, but your will be done. Your will be done. We decree and declare on tonight that we will not go back to Egypt. We will not go backwards, for we will go forward. even in the wilderness times, even in the hard times, even in the years ahead. We will not go back, but we will stay stable in you. We will remember from now on, from this night on, Lord God, that it was you that took care of us, God. We give you the glory, God. We pray to your name and nobody else's name, Lord God, because you deserve the glory tonight and forever, God. You deserve the glory, God. You thought about us when we didn't even have enough sense to think about ourselves, Lord God, and we didn't know what it was to think about you, but you still thought about us, and you did not forget, you did not give up the pursuit of us. Therefore, God, we vow tonight to never again forget, Lord God. If we forget, Lord God, we ask that you check us, Lord God, that you come to us, Lord God, in a way that we would know that it's you, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, that you speak to us, that you send somebody else to us, Lord God, that will clearly let us know that we have fallen short, that we have forgotten our one true love. Help us to return to our one true love. Help us to return to our first love, Lord God, that we may feel you, that we may stay in touch with you, Lord God, that we may read and think and pray and worship you the way that we used to, Lord God. Revive in us, Lord God, that spirit, Lord God, that longs for you, that spirit that's thirsty, Lord God, for the things that you have for us, Lord God. Help us to stop looking at other things, Lord God, that only equal bondage and only equal slavery, Lord God. No longer will we return to depression. No longer will we return to old habits and old ways, Lord God, old addictions, Lord God. Behavior, Lord God, that does not glorify your name. But tonight, God, we seek to please you. We strip off everything, Lord God, that is offensive to you, Lord God, because we want to be a sweet smelling savor in your nostrils, Lord God. We want you to smell us, Lord God, and we want to be sweet to your nostrils, Lord God. We want you to receive us on tonight, Lord God. Receive our praise, Lord God. Inhabit the praise of your people on tonight, Lord God. Inhabit our worship, Lord God, during this time of prayer, Lord God. We ask that you receive us and receive us fully, Lord God. We strip off anything, Lord God, that will make us look like the prodigal son, like we're running to the world, Lord God. No, on tonight, God, we're running to you. You're our choice, Lord God. We reverence you because you're the only God that we've ever known. You're all that we've ever had. Therefore, we choose to hold on to your garment, Lord God, because everything we need is in your garment, just like the woman with the issue of blood. Every issue that we're having on tonight, whether it's a family issue, a marriage issue, a financial issue, a job issue, whatever issue that we're having, we know the healing of that issue, the deliverance of that issue is in the hem of your garment. It's in holding close to you, Lord God. So help us feel the intimacy that we want had with you again, Lord God. Help us, Lord God, to keep you on our mind, Lord God. Never again will we forget, Lord God. I decree and declare over somebody's life, never again will you forget your God. And never again will anything in your life tell you that he's not your God. But you will stay focused. You will stay focused and put the first thing first. The first thing being God and his kingdom and the things that he has called you to do. We're suiting back up tonight, God. We're suiting back up. We're putting on the full armor. We're ready to fight. We're ready to fight to hold on to our relationship with you. We're ready to say that you're more important to us than the things that we have to do tomorrow, the things that we have to do later on tonight, God. It does not matter. But we put you first. We seek you. We love you. And we honor you, God. We just thank you, God. We thank you, Lord God, that we're not where we used to be. Somebody, you may not be where you want to be, but you're not where you used to be. Egypt didn't take you over. You're not in bondage now. You're not in slavery now. It may feel like it, but it didn't take you over. You know why I know it didn't take you over? Because you still had the mind to call into Faith on the line tonight. You still had the mind to stay on the phone line, to stay online, to stay on the cast on iTunes. Listen, your mind is still focused. Your mind can still focus on the things that you need to focus on. You just need to get yourself together and give yourself back to the Lord. On tonight, if there's anybody and you know that you're not where you need to be in God, Repeat after me. I forgot. I don't hide it. I bring it forth because it's truth. I forgot. Help me, God, to get back to the core of who you made me to be. I am a worshiper. I am a praiser. And I was created for your glory, not for his glory, not for her glory, not for the glory of my job, not for the glory that lies within me and the things that I think I can do, but I was created for you. Help me to get back to the place in you where I used to be. I understand tonight, God, that you're still my God, and for that I give you the glory. You're still the one that I run to. You're still the one that took care of me. Even when everybody else turned away from me, you still were the one that took care of me. I recognize that on tonight, God. We recognize that tonight, God. Therefore, tonight, God, we give it to you. Everything that's to your name tonight, God, we give it to you. To your name be the glory. Amen. Amen. Amen.
To God be the glory. As you can tell, when I was praying and I was about to minister to somebody whose rent might be due, my mic went out. So I'm going to say what I was going to say then. If there's somebody and your rent is due, hold on. Do not become weary. Do not faint, but hold on during this season. And God will bring a harvest forth that will sustain you. Again, if your rent is due, if you're in that due season where everything just seems to be due around you, do not get weary. Don't faint. And God will bring a harvest forth to sustain you. The devil didn't want you to get that part, so I had to say it for you. Sorry my mic went out, but I had to keep going. Thank you for sticking in there with me, though, everybody that's still listening. To God be the glory. At this time, if there's anybody on the phone lines and you desire prayer, other than what's already been said before the Lord, press 1 on your phone and I will be glad to pray with you on tonight. Press 1 and I will be glad to pray with you. There are no live prayer requests on tonight. Well, be sure to join me Monday night for Prolific Fire. The time, 10 Eastern, 9 Central, 7 Pacific. 10 Eastern, 9 Central, 7 Pacific, Monday night, when the message will be the breaking of your will. Call the number that many of you called tonight, 347-426-3782. Call that number Monday night or go to blogtalkradio.com/prolificfire. Hope to see you all then. Until then, on behalf of myself and Prophet Pace, have an awesome night, a blessed night in the Lord. I'm out.